What's up, Eagle Country? Thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of Crunch Time, presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the orthopedic authority for work, sports, and everyday injuries, accepting walk-ins, or you can go online to schedule your next appointment at OrthoSensi.com. That's OrthoSensi.com. As always, I'm your host, Double T, Travis Thayer. We got a fantastic guest in studio this evening. Goes by the name of Tyler Omer. We're going to get to Tyler here in just a moment. But as we always do, well, when we get the opportunity to on this show, we always start out with championship talk. And we have some championships to celebrate here from over the weekend with the boys and girls soccer sectional going on and cross country sectional as well. So East Central on the boys side of things, another sectional championship down in Greenfield Central 2-1. Took extra time to do that, but the Trojans going to be off to the regional, going to host Indianapolis Cathedral on Wednesday. The winner will play Carmel or Pike on Saturday at Carmel. Class 2A sectional 28 over the weekend at Batesville. South Dearborn and Lawrenceburg squaring off for the sectional championship. Always fun when these two teams get together, and for a second consecutive year, the South Dearborn Knights hoisting the sectional title in sectional 28, a 3-0 win over Lawrenceburg. So the Knights going to host Speedway on Wednesday. That is a team that knocked them out of the tournament last year. So hoping to see a big crowd at South Dearborn High School on Wednesday evening. If the Knights can win that game, they'll go on to play Crawfordsville or Brebeuf Jesuit on Saturday at Indianapolis Chittard. Also had a couple area teams in 1A moving on to the regional round. Sectional 44 at Knightstown. Oldenburg Academy was a 5-0 winner over the host. They will play Greenwood Christian Academy on Wednesday. The winner gets Covenant Christian or Southwestern Shelbyville this weekend. And then 1A sectional 45 at Jacksonville. Switzerland County remaining undefeated with a 3-0 win over Shaw Memorial. So the Pacers will move on to play Christian Academy. The winner plays Forest Park or South Knox in the regional title game. In girls soccer, East Central champions as well. It took PKs winning 3-2 over Mount Vernon, and the Lady Trojans going to move on to play Cathedral as well. That game will be on Thursday, so the boys and girls teams at EC playing Cathedral. The winner plays Brownsburg or Carmel on Saturday at Carmel, so the boys and girls from East Central have an opportunity to play Chittard and beat them, and then both play at Carmel on Saturday. That could be pretty cool for Trojans fans. Class 2A sectional 28 at South Dearborn. Lawrenceburg, the runaway winner, 9-0 over Franklin County. They will host Connersville, a familiar foe, on Thursday. Winner gets Chittard or Danville on Saturday. And then 1A sectional 45 at Milan. Switzerland County, their boys and girls soccer programs undefeated this year. I think the girls have drawn twice, but a 1-0 win over their rival Rising Sun, and that will have the Lady Pacers traveling to Providence on Thursday. If they can win, they'll play Washington Catholic or Evansville Modern Day on Saturday. Then a quick rundown of the cross-country sectional champs held at South Dearborn over the weekend. Top five teams qualifying for regional. Milan, the sectional champs, behind strong performances from Ben Reilly, Gabe Reilly, and Aiden Potts. Greensburg, Batesville, East Central, Rising Sun moving on as well. And plenty of individuals from other area schools, Oldenburg, South Dearborn, Lawrenceburg, South Ripley, I see in there, Jacksonville as well. And then on the girls' side, East Central, the champion, Batesville, Greensburg, South Dearborn, Rising Sun moving on as well. Hallie Bentley, Rachel Campbell, Emily Clem, Adeline Brewer, and Annabelle McDonald, all finishing in the top 10 for the Lady Trojans. Also wanted to give a shout out to Switzerland County runner Cooper Hahn. He qualified for the regional individually, as did Switzerland County's Gracie White, Claire Rogers, and Amber Detmer. So congratulations to all those sectional champs and regional qualifiers from over the weekend in boys and girls soccer and cross country. And we also have to say congratulations to the South Dearborn Knights football team for winning the EIAC Small School Division Championship on Friday with a 61-35 win over Rushville, their first conference championship since 1996. And Tyler Omer, the featured guest here tonight, was a part of that as a coach on the South Dearborn Knights staff. Pretty cool moment, I think, on Friday. Welcome to the show, by the way.
Oh, thanks for having me on, man. I'm very blessed to be here and excited. So, yeah, absolutely. And great win this Friday. And looking forward to this week over here playing Lawrenceburg. So it's going to be a good one.
Absolutely. The main reason we have you on the show this evening is to talk about the Omer Strength Academy, and we are going to do that here in just a bit. But I know one of the main things that you wanted to talk about on this show was kind of the year that you have had, and also talk a little bit about your brother, Trey, who is a running back for the East Central Trojans. So I know you have a little bit of a story to tell, so I'm kind of turning the mic over to you right now.
Oh, man. What a year it's been. Holy cow. So this was a interesting year for me. First year coaching. I started over there at Harrison. I was the varsity offensive line coach over there and the strength and conditioning coordinator. Lots of fun over there. Great school, great group of kids over there. It was a great start for me over there. Ultimately, I ended up leaving Harrison and joined South Dearborn staff over there the same week that we played Batesville. So I coached the defensive line over there at South Dearborn, and man, the kids have they've really changed my life. Man, they really have. They're a fun group and a hard nosed football team, and I can't say enough good things about the things that they got going on over there at South Dearborn. So. Lots of fun, and it's definitely been a special year. It was neat. I've gotten to play my brother Trey twice in his senior season, and I tell you, it was an emotional time for me. My first time, playing my alma mater in East Central, mm-hmm. and. Especially seeing my brother over there across the way, it was tough at first, especially looking at him before pregame, man, just looking at him, and it was something, and they definitely got the better of us over there the first time, and then I got to see him a second time when I went to South Dearborn, and it was high energy and lots of fun, and it was just. It's just a good time. So
this is interesting to me on a couple of fronts because you just mentioned you played at East Central, so you have that in your blood. You go coach at the rival school, Harrison, get to play against your brother, and then you go to a Dearborn County rival school in South Dearborn and play against your brother. So not only do you have that East Central in your heart, but you also have your brother, too. So that must have been interesting emotions before those games and during.
Yeah, it was a wave of different emotions, I think. It was just fun. It really was. And at the end of the day, it's that's what it's about, having fun. And, football has always been a big part of my life. And I'm just blessed to be where I am. I really am. And, it never was easy. Definitely had some tough times. At the end of the day, you just got to keep moving forward and take things one step at a time. And that's what I've really been focusing on, just put things behind you and keep going. And that's what you got to do at the end of the day. So
they want to talk a little bit more about your relationship with your brother because you have the big brother, little brother dynamic. I'm a part of that. I'm a little brother. So I always wanted to beat big brother in things growing up, whether it was playing sports in the driveway or in the yard or video games, whatever it was. Do you guys have some of that good banter going back and forth?
Oh, man. I wasn't an easy big brother to be around. I definitely had my moments where I like to beat up on him a little bit and
toughen him up.
Yeah, he can thank his toughness for me. I think definitely got a fair share of that. So definitely lots of fun, and there's always been a lot of trash talk this year, especially playing him twice. And I told him, I think the first time I played him, I told him, I'm not even going to talk to you all week. We'd pass each other in the house, and I didn't even look at him, man. I just went in there, made me a peanut butter and jelly or something, and and went right back up to my room and got ready for the game. So I didn't even want to look at him. So yeah, so hey, it was fun for sure.
Can I get some of that peanut butter and jelly?
No.
Not this week.
Yeah.
So what'd you get coming back after EC gets the wins in those games?
Oh, shoot.
How was Trey there?
Man, yeah, I definitely came home to some smack talk on that one when I got home, and he let me hear it. So yeah, wasn't easy there. So
all right, we'll move off of that. That is a lot of fun though, and like, yeah. I said, I can relate having a big brother that was 4 years older than me. So I got toughened up in the driveway playing basketball and stuff.
Absolutely,
like that.
So, yep, absolutely.
It's cool hearing those stories.
Oh, yeah.
You did mention South Dearborn football team and what those kids have meant to you as you came over there this year, and team's having a great year. All of our Dearborn County teams have the same record going into the final week of the regular season, so that's always good to see. But I'm sure, well, I've gotten a chance to talk to these some of the kids are on this very program. They seem like they're really, really great kids, good heads on their shoulders. Again, what has that team meant to you this season?
Yeah, man, these kids mean the world to me. Being able to come in and make an impact, you know, at such a young age at 23, it means the world to me. And, it doesn't feel like I work a day in my life. You know, I come, show up, and you know what? I wouldn't care if they paid me or not. It's just about the impact that you have on these kids. And, it's just a great, profession to be in. And, I tell them all the time, I preach to them, hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. And that's something that we've been living by. Because at the end of the day, we don't have a bunch of Division I athletes and stuff like that. We are a much smaller group. And these kids really put in the work. They really do. And we have a lot of fun doing it, and it's a close-knit group, and people are always held accountable, and we as a coaching staff definitely let them hear it. We try not to let them get complacent, and we are always pushing these guys to their limit, and they do a great job, and they keep their head down, and they keep moving, and It's just a really fun group to be around, and I can't say enough good things about South Dearborn and the way they do things over there at the high school, not just from a football standpoint, but I'm also involved in the marching band. Mm-hmm. And Dave Pilata over there, he does a great job getting kids in the room, and it's a lot of fun. This past weekend with the band, we even just got gold at Scholastics, which was the first time in school history, which
very
is
good.
A pretty big deal. And we're going to the state Scholastics, so that's going to be a lot of fun. And I just can't wait to keep moving forward with these guys and just keep improving every single day. Lots of fun.
Well, I've noticed a couple things being out at some South Dearborn football games. One, the band at halftime doing some cool stuff. Also, I'm seeing some cool stuff on the sidelines after turnovers, and you've been a part of that. Can you kind of fill us in what's going on over there?
Yeah, so when the defense gets a turnover, we do a knighting of the guy that got it, and it's a lot of fun. I got a nice cool sword that Kunkel, he got that made for us, and it's fun. I tap the left shoulder, tap the right shoulder, hand them the sword, and they go crazy. They love it, and the crowd gets into it, and it's a lot of fun, man. It really is. So
a little added incentive to turn the other team over, so
sure.
You can go over there and have a little fun.
Oh, for sure. Lots of fun for sure. So,
well, it's going to be lots of fun this Friday. Of course, South Dearborn hosting Lawrenceburg. It is the regular season finale, and by now, many of you out there in Eagle Country know that these two teams have drawn one another for the first round of sectional play and Class 3A Sectional 31. So Eagle Country 99.3 will be there the next 2 weeks to call those two games, both going to be played at South Dearborn. Just real quick, we're going to get back to Tyler in a second. Just want to run down the sectional draw. And Class 3A Sectional 31, the winner of Lawrenceburg, South Dearborn will play Greensburg or Rushville, Indian Creek at Franklin County, and Batesville at Centerville on the other side of the bracket. In 4A, East Central drawing Edgewood in the first round. If they are to win, they would play Silver Creek or Jennings County. On the other half of the bracket, you got Bedford North Lawrence at Shelbyville and Martinsville at Greenwood Community. Martinsville number 8 in 4A, East Central number 3. Should mention Lawrenceburg and South Dearborn also ranked in 3A. 2A sectional, Switzerland County draws number 5, Indianapolis Cecina. They're on the bottom half of the bracket with Clarksville and Eastern Pekin. On the top half, Triton Central against Crystal House and Brownstown Central at Brown County. And then a 1A sectional 46 featuring the Milan Indians. You have Knightstown at Edinburgh, South Decatur at Milan, number 4, North Decatur at number 7, Try. The winner of that ranked matchup could potentially play Milan in the semifinals. You also have Cambridge, City Lincoln in that particular sectional. And you can see the sectional draw as it pertains to our area schools over at EagleCountryOnline.com. We're not necessarily here to get into all of that, but it is exciting. Lawrenceburg coming to town the next 2 weeks. I'm sure there's some excitement and some, pump up this. I'm trying to create a word right now. People were pretty pumped about it. General feelings over there. You guys ready for the next 2 weeks, I guess?
Oh, we are definitely ready, and we're excited. And, these kids are very excited about it as well. And, we had a coaches meeting yesterday during the sectional draw, and it was a lot of fun to watch that. And I had a gut feeling that, we were going to draw Lawrenceburg and have to play them back-to-back. And I'm fired up about it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I have a close friend over there on their staff, Austin Bowling, and he was a former college teammate of mine, and he also played at East Central his freshman and sophomore year and all through Pee Wee with me. And it's going to be fun. I'm excited.
Absolutely. And then Austin would end up at Lawrenceburg, had a just incredible year helping them get to the state finals, I think in 17 it was, 16,
yeah,
17,
so that was our senior year. Yeah. So they went to state that year for the first time in quite some time. And then we went to the semi-state game that year and lost to Ron Colley on a last-second field goal.
You're good at this radio stuff because you just did a segue without even knowing it, because I do want to talk a little bit about your playing days, not only at East Central, but you went on to play at Thomas More as well. What are a couple of great memories about your high school playing days at East Central? What do you remember about being a Trojan?
Oh, man, lots of great memories, full of memories. We were a very serious group. My senior class was. We didn't goof around a whole lot. We took things very seriously, and we had a very business-like approach, which was good. And we were very successful. My freshman year there, when I got there, that was Justin Roden's first season there. Mm-hmm. That was a tough year for us. A lot of changes. They changed the defensive front up, and then the offense was still pretty similar to what they've kind of always done there. Sophomore year comes around, and that was a good year. We won a couple playoff games. And then junior year, we really got things rolling, and I felt like we had a really good group. That senior class was very strong that year as well, we ended up making a good run. We won the sectional title, won the regional title with Evansville Harrison, and then we won the semi-state game against Ron Colley, who we played previously in the year, and they beat us over there. That was at Ron Colley in the regular season. We come back and we see them again at semi-state, and they had to come to us. And, in the back of our minds, we were thinking, they did just come and beat us, but at the same time, we knew going in that we were going to have a shot at this. And we came out with a lot of energy and a very strong focus, and they didn't score a single point on us. So we won 21-0. And I'll tell you what, I didn't realize how much community support that there was. And I tell you what, with that regional game and that semi-state game, you know, St. Leon was a special place to be at.
Sure.
I mean, it was neat and a lot of fun. And, man, it was interesting getting up there to Lucas Oil. You know, we practiced, I believe, on a Wednesday before the game. And, you know, we get in there and we're looking around and we're like, wow, this is the real deal.
It's big.
Yeah. I mean, we are in this place now. And I tell you, I think we were a little bit starstruck coming out. But we didn't play a bad first half. I actually think we were winning in the first half, 3-0 going into halftime. One big key memory in that state game was the first run, the first long run, and I believe Doug Rosemeyer was running the ball. And
his Rosemeyers are pretty good. Sorry.
Yeah, he takes off around the right side there, and I'm looking, and holy cow, you know, we had a strong fan backing, and,
oh, yeah,
and it was loud, and everybody was on their feet. I don't think there was a single person sitting down in the stadium, and it was neat. And that Fort Wayne Bishop Dwenger team was a great team. Unfortunately, you know, second half didn't really go our way, and they ended up scoring quite a bit on us, and we ended up losing that game in the end. So, but you know, it was a great experience going up there, and lots
right.
of fun. And I can't say enough about how involved that community is. It's just incredible. The way they back their sports up is neat.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Thomas Moore, and go across the creek there, and that program continues to progress forward. What can you say briefly about your college days?
Yeah, college was a lot of fun, and we were very successful. And my head coach while I was there was Trevor Stellman, great guy. He's from Northern Kentucky, and he's a good dude, and he also calls the offense, and yeah, lots of fun. Played offensive line there as well, and they continue to move up and up in the divisions. And when I got there, it was Division III, and then not long after that, we were NAIA for a while, and then next year they're going to be moving into the GMAC conference, and they'll be NCAA Division II. So
yeah, that's pretty sweet. Wish them nothing but success over there at Thomas More. And you are listening to Crunch Time, presented by OrthoSensi, the orthopedic authority for work, sports, and everyday injuries. You can find Dr. Ron Auer, Dr. Brian Whistle, and Dr. Roman Tremba right here in Lawrenceburg, so it's easy to find the orthopedic specialist you need close to home. We are chatting with Tyler Omer. The Twitter bio says the CEO of the Omer Strength Academy, and that is one of the main things that we do want to talk about here to wrap up the show. We still got a few minutes left. The Omer Strength Academy. All right, Tyler, how did this all come about? We got to get the lowdown here.
Yeah, so the Omer Strength Academy, we're located right there in Bright, Indiana, and I'm definitely having a lot of fun doing it. It's only been a thing for about a month now. I already have over 25 members on my staff, and it's a lot of fun. We are definitely a gym, and we definitely focus on, powerlifting and getting stronger and lots of things like that. But we are set out to work on building the entire human being. And so we don't just focus on the physical aspect of things. There's a lot of other pieces in place that will set us apart from other fitness companies. And I'm a big advocate for mental health, and I had a lot of struggle with that growing up, it was tough. It really was, and it was an emotional time for me, and I really struggled, and it was dark. And I want to be an outlet for those type of people. We focus a lot on mentality, mm-hmm. And emotional things, and also you know, shout out to John Batch. He's a great guy, youth pastor up there in Bright. And, you know, he lives right down the street from me. And he's great. He helped me out big time when I was struggling. And I'm so thankful and blessed that he's working with us. And he's there for all our faith-based training. And he does a lot of that with the kids. And, you know, whenever someone comes in with an issue, you know, obviously I'm the first one that they talk about, for that. And I will always, turn to John and you know, he's a great help. He really is. And, I can't say enough good things about him. He's a great guy. So
very good. We've chatted a little bit, and I know you're working with local student athletes. Is that the main basis of the Omer Strength Academy, or is this kind of open to anybody? Fill us in on that.
Yeah. So there is a large focus on the local athletes and stuff like that. However, you know, we accept anybody from first grade on, and you know, there's no age limit to fitness.
Okay.
And, you know, so, I encourage anybody, to come in and check it out. And, you know, it's a very, good atmosphere to be in, and we definitely have a lot of fun doing it. We really do. It's super high energy, and you know what, I'll let you hear it if you're not doing what you're supposed to. So, we definitely get after it in there. So
I like that. Speaking more towards the local student athletes, I've mentioned it before. I played ball in high school. I was a basketball and soccer player. And at the time, I don't know that I necessarily knew the importance of strength training, maybe didn't take it seriously enough. And that maybe could have helped me a little bit more with my game. Can you kind of speak to that a little bit about how you're getting the kids in there to lift and get stronger and faster and all that stuff, but really letting them know the importance and how to do everything correctly as well.
Yeah, very important. Safety for me is number one. You know, I don't always care about the amount of weight that you're pushing. At the end of the day, it's about the safety and the technique and making sure you're doing things right. And you know, if you do the technique, you know, correctly, that will also, you know, lead to, you know, your range of motion will get better. Which at the end of the day, if your range of motion, and what I mean by that is it's kind of like a flexibility thing. So, you know, if your joint can, you know, go a little bit further in a direction, that flexibility, leads to better health, and it can prevent injury, which is good. And so we definitely focus a lot on the rehab stuff too, and injury prevention is a big deal. You know, what good are you if you're not able to be out there playing on the field with your team? So injury prevention is something that we definitely cover.
One of my favorite quotes, I hear LeBron James say this all the time: your best ability is your availability.
Exactly.
So I love that one. You get that up on the wall out there, maybe?
Absolutely. that's a good quote. I could definitely put that one up there too. So,
all right, speaking of quotes, chase your dreams. I know this is something that you're big on. What does that kind of mean to you?
Absolutely. Chasing dreams is a big deal. You have to have a goal in life to set that. And I have a manifestation board in the gym. Everybody writes up three things that they want to speak into existence, and we make that happen. So manifestation for me is huge, and that's something that I've used my entire life, especially with my playing career, is speaking things into existence that you want to accomplish. And, you know, I think there was a good example in this last draft with Hutchinson, who went to the Detroit Lions. Mm-hmm. Before the draft, he had a jacket that his mom made. And on the inside of his jacket were all his manifestations that he spoke into existence and made happen. So, you know, I'm a big believer in setting goals to accomplish with your life and having a purpose. Having a purpose is huge. So Definitely a big part of what we do over at the Omer Strength Academy.
That's awesome. Anything else you might want to add about the Omer Strength Academy before we kind of wrap up here?
Come check it out. It's worth it. It's definitely worth it. And we're going to have a lot of fun. And I look forward to seeing you guys there and working with you. It's going to be life-changing. So looking forward to it.
And how can people find out more information about the Omer Strength Academy?
We have lots of social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm trying to think. I think I have a TikTok, too. Yeah, I have a TikTok. So
it's hard to remember all the apps.
Yeah, you
nowadays.
Name it. I got it. I actually am probably going to start a podcast, too, and maybe some YouTube stuff. So Sweet. That'll be good. And, you can reach out to my number, 513-824-9262. So that's always a thing. So you can reach me there. But I'm looking forward to seeing you guys there, and it's going to be worth it, I promise.
All right, fantastic. I appreciate you coming in tonight. Fun chat, and we'll do this again.
Absolutely.
Does that sound all right?
Oh, for sure.
All right, very good. And one last thing, because I have to kind of bring this full circle. You talked about manifestation. I think we manifested that first-round sectional matchup. Everybody talked about it so much that it's happening back-to-back weeks. We will be out at South Dearborn this Friday for the big game against Lawrenceburg, and then right back out there next Friday for the sectional first-rounder. Tyler Omer, thanks so much for joining Crunch Time tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And thanks so much to OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine for their continued support of the program. Go online to orthosensi.com to learn more about their services. We'll do this all again next week, 6 to 6:30, right here on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3 and at EagleCountryOnline.com.